Well, hello and welcome to Psychic Choice Radio on Bonfire Night. Hey, Bonfire Night. Fireworks everywhere around the world. Should be. If they're not, why not? Okay, but no, in most places around the world, they do celebrate Guy Fawkes, Bonfire Night, whatever you want to call it. It's there, it's a celebration. Is it a good celebration or a bad celebration? That's entirely up to the individual. Okay. We are privileged to have Chris back with us here on a Friday evening. Chris has been away for a little while there, having a well-deserved break. And he's back with us this evening. Maybe again next week. But we'll find out in the course of the show. We have six lovely people in the call queue. Four of those we've screened already. So without further ado, let's say hello to Chris.
Hi, and how have you been?
Hi, Chris. Good to hear you again.
Yeah, good to you too, sir. You know what? I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure everybody knew why I was off. I didn't need a break because it's just, you know, of course I'm doing other shows too, but those were just there. I love the show that I've done. But it's always a time when a psychic or a medium does need a break because it's just too much. And it's, you know what's crazy, Ken? I've had more people come to me, you know, I don't remember the last show. People were like, are you going to come back? Or, you know, like, yeah, you know, it's just I need that time to myself to reflect. And then doing to the veil, it's been just insane. I cannot even tell you how it's been. Just I feel refreshed, and I just want to say, I'm back.
Wonderful. Because, you know, I think people do adhere to certain leaders. And it's been like only a fortnight, but the amount of requests, is Chris coming back? Is Chris coming back? You know, it's unbelievable. I get inundated with questions of, when's Chris coming back? When's Chris coming back? Okay. Chris is here with us this evening, so it's wonderful to have Chris back with us. Okay, right then, let's see where we're going. Oh, look at that, right at the top. Queen.
Hello. Well, welcome. How are you?
No. I've been refreshed and I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling so much energetic. I cannot even tell you.
Hey, it only gets better for you.
It does, yes, ma'am. And I just want to say hi to Michelle. I know she's listening. She's a good friend of mine. She's been with me all the time. Much love to you and everybody else that's been asking for me. And that's crazy. I didn't think I was important, but y'all were asking for me. So that really tells me a lot. I just want to say thank you to the listeners that follow Ken. I just, you know, without y'all guys, there is no us. I'm going to tell you like that. There is no us. So you're the one that keeps the shows going. And, yeah, and then the psychics that, you know, when we have other lives besides, you know, what we do, but just know that we spare our time and give so much energy when we do these shows. So just appreciate what we do because you never know. So, but anyway, besides that, Quinn, I've been feeling good. I haven't heard from you in a while. I've been just really busy, and the reason I've been just insane as usual never fails with me. So the thing that I see with you is that the High Priestess came out, the card came out, so that tells me the energy is very heightened. It's extremely high. I actually want to say that you've been hearing more spirit. I've been being told that you're even hearing sounds. So your vibration is where it's supposed to be, because I knew, and I told people this, that it was going to be crazy in October. And if y'all knew, if y'all had time to talk to me off the show, you would be even believe the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. But yes, the energy is insane. Of course, the Day of the Dead just happened. I think it was yesterday or the day before. So the veil is extremely thin, and there's people that are like like my friend's kids are very open. The things that they say, it's just so random. But it's just crazy. So, but that's what I was going to say. And but that being told, I'm being told the seventh of cups is coming up, and it says that you've been doing a lot of spell work. I'm being told that there's going to be events and reunions that you're going to be going to. And I'm actually even seeing till January that you're going to be very occupied. And I'm being told that you're going to have to make an appointment to see you, Queen, the one that you have your clients that come to you. And St. Michael is coming in very strong right now. You're cutting the cords with the people that do not serve you. And with that being told, St. Michael came up, but then also what I was told is that rehabilitation is very important right now for you, because I'm being told with the St. Michael part too, the judgment came out. So what I was told to tell you is that don't change who you are, you know, no matter how things will be done. You know, you just give love and love, and the more that love you give, the more that they hate, because they're trying to manipulate you or trying to bring you down. So just know that your vibration is loving and very, very strong right now. And then what the medicine card came out, the trickster came out. So there's going to be a lot of people that are, you know, I guess you could say show their true colors. I don't know if that's been going on with you, but I'm pretty sure it has. and then the mountain lion came up, which meaning leadership. So I'm being told that you're going to have to put more of leadership involved in everything you do. They might even have people that people are going to be coming to you, or maybe like a company are just going to want your leadership and your guidance. And that's what I'm seeing with that. Also, I did see the teacher card came out with the wolf. So you've been doing a lot of, native along with, I wouldn't say voodoo. I'm just going to say it like that. I'm not going to hide that no more. sorry. I've been just very crazy lately. So and then I'm being told with an instigator, there's going to be someone that's going to tell you kind of like, I want to say like a guy that's going to tell you, no, don't do this, don't do that. He's going to be an instigator and try to get involved in things. And I was told that you need to cut him off. I want to see looks. Okay, that was weird. I can't believe he just said that. They say that he looked like a girl, has like a kind of girlish, stylish hair going on. I would say someone that would be someone that you would probably know. I want to say it's more like, I don't know why, but I know you're not into politics, but I'm being told that there's going to be a lot of people that are coming to you for that kind of stuff, so you're going to be very busy. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but if you have any questions, that's what I see for you right now. But you're going to be seeing a lot more than usual. That's what I was told to tell you. You're going to be seeing a lot more activity. The activity is increased. I'm even telling you to probably get some, they're telling me to get some, I can't think of it in English, but I know they're called a ghost spray, or it's called, I can't think of it. I only have it in one of my cabinets. It's a water or a flow wash that when you do cases that could be possessive cases or deliverance. And it's weird because I feel like I kind of get this high priestess, like almost like a priest that's going to be doing a lot of cleansing work. So I would recommend to put a bowl of salt under your bed to clear and put boundaries around you when you go to sleep, because they are going to be coming in very strong. And the spirits don't even know that spirits have no time and space. So they kind of know the boundaries if you talk to them on a daily basis, but if you don't, they will come in and out wanting to bug you because they need your assistance. So keep a lookout for that, because it's going to be increasing more. I want to say probably this month it's going to be very increased. Going into the next year, you're going to be very hectic, that you're just going to be so drained, because I want to say like after the Day of the Dead, I keep seeing a ritual or a ceremony. You put a lot of pictures on your altar of your ancestors. And you put even sweet bread. I'm seeing sweet bread on the altar. So they are telling me to tell you thank you for the offering. And I'm being told more blessings is coming your way, Queen.
Beautiful. It makes sense. And I also would like to know, you said I would be at a gathering Any more insight about that?
Exactly, one thing is going to be like kind of like, oh, I keep seeing the ceremony stuff kind of be done. I keep getting like this almost being like seance, but more of white magic seance or some kind of like, and then I'm hearing drumming. And of course, I haven't seen you, but I'm seeing like different kinds of necklaces on you. I would say to get a witch necklace when you do this. I do feel like there's going to be some people that are going to help want you to close doors for them because I'm being told that you're going to have to clean up their damn mess. So just put it this way, you're going to be very busy. I don't know if anybody came to you yet about that, but you're going to have to clean up their mess. But I was told to tell you, be very blunt and tell them that I'm only doing this once. I'm not cleaning up your mess because it's a lot of energy. And that you're going to be doing so much work. And I see you just doing like ceremonies and probably even doing, hold on, something for everywhere is what I see with that.
Okay, that makes sense. Black History Month. I have a show coming up at the museum. What should I know about that I'm not aware of at this time?
Okay, say it again. What's the question again? I didn't hear you.
I have a show coming up at the museum this month, and anything around that I need to be aware of to prepare.
I would say just to keep yourself grounded. There's going to be a lot of practitioners, is what I'm seeing. There's going to be a lot of people coming from out of state. The only thing I would say is keep your social distancing, wear your mask if you do or you don't. That's up to you, but I'm being told to wear your mask is evolved. There might even be some mediumship or talk to the loved ones on the other side. And then I see, like, vendors with tables with business cards and stuff to sell. I don't know why I'm seeing that. I don't know what kind of event at the museum, but I'm seeing it.
That's what's happening.
That what?
We will be selling our creation.
Okay, well, I see it's going to get busy, and I do feel that you're going to get customers from that event. So that makes perfect sense with what I said. So I do see that after that event, you're going to be booked all the week of February. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well, I thank you, my friend, my brother. And, you stay up in the heights. Welcome back.
I will. I'll be glad to. Thank you, and thank you for welcoming me back. I appreciate that. And that means a lot, Queen. I know that you have been always a good friend, and then you're a person that follows me a lot, so that really means a lot. And I'm pretty sure with the people that are coming in, they're going to be like, Chris, where have you been? So, but yeah, taking it easy. Because there was so much energy. Come. Go ahead.
You deserve it. And do it when, you know that, dude. You got to be true to yourself. That's number one.
Yeah. Yep, because no one's going to take care of me but me. So that is
correct. That applies to all of us, each one of us. That's a life lesson, unless you're a baby.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling. And I know, Ken, knows what I was going to say, is I don't know if, Ken, you're sick, but I know your voice sounds kind of like, I know I don't want him talking too much, but I would say Ken just gargles some malt. Some warm water with salt. I don't want you to lose your voice. That would be the last thing I would want you to do. I don't know how the weather is up there, but just goggle with salt. And then it's funny because salt is pure. And I don't know if anybody's been using a lot of salt in their rituals, but I'm being told you need to because a lot of people that have passed due to COVID or complications, they're just coming in and out. So it's like, they need to talk. So anyone that's into psychics or if you're a practitioner, if you're a witch or whatever you want to call yourself, use salt because that's very important during this time.
Yes, just told me to put some under my bed. as well.
Yes, and it's very important because there's been a lot of lower level entities coming in too with certain people. I'm not going to call out their names, but there's a lot of my friends that are dealing with activity within their home. A lot of shadows coming from the corners. I even heard a cry, but I'm not going to go into it because I know we have other callers, but I have been experiencing a lot of things since Halloween. It's been just, if I had the whole time to talk to y'all guys, I would tell you what's been going on with me, but I can't do that. But it's been insane. It really, it's been, there's just no words for it. It's like speechless, put it that way.
Okay. Thank you, Quinn.
Thank you, Ken. Catch you later.
All righty. Okay. There you go then. Right. Let's see where we're going. Dee.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening.
Good evening. How can I help you today?
I'm happy to receive any messages that Spirit might have today.
Okay. I don't know why, but I'm seeing more of, can't pronounce the word, but I'm going to give it the best way I can. I'm going to try to pronounce this in a different way. I don't know why, but I see groups. People are wanting you in groups to, I kind of feel like, participate and give guidance to people and groups, and that's weird because I see like group rooms in my mind. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but that's what I'm seeing. And then I also see the justice card coming out, so there is some, hold on. Okay, there is some legal issues there, but this is probably not having to do with you, but I'm seeing justice, so I do feel that if not having legal issues, what I was told is to let go of anyone that has done issues around you, is what I see. What you need to do is, I'm being told for you to let go, to regroup, and just stand back and just reflect on everything. And what I was told to tell you, and this is so crazy, I was told to tell you to use mirrors to reflect off of, you know, to reflect energy, to reflect anything that was intended to do harm or just ill intent. But make sure when you put the mirrors up that they do not face each other. That's an old Wiccan thing that you can do. It's more of a magic intent that you have because mirrors reflect. They also can be portals, but if you put it like outside your window, it'll be a little tiny mirror that faces the energy that or trying to throw at you, like if it's like witchcraft or voodoo, because a lot of people during that time of before Halloween were doing a lot of that. And it's funny because I feel like a lot of that energy, they've been trying to bring you down, but that's what I was told to tell you. And then with that, it's kind of like what I just said. They're telling me to tell you with our local cause that there's a career transition going on where you have to make a choice of, do I want to go further or do I just limit myself with what I'm doing now? For your life purpose, it's triggering a blessing. And they're also telling me to tell you to go outdoors and pay attention and get thoughts and write them down and relieve stress and that your prayers will be answered. Okay, that's what I'm being told. Now, with the legal issue, I would say just to get, I keep seeing, like, a blue candle and I would say just to burn it. So there is legal issues or just people that are trying to throw these weird, bad issues around you. I would say just to light up a candle just to clear up the energy. And they're telling me that the time is perfect. Do not hold back right now because right now it's the time to spread your wings. Because that's what they're saying. Your wings are about to be open and expand your horizon and your dreams, and they're telling me to tell you, you know what you need to do. So stop saying, okay, I'll do it later. you need to get it done now because the energy is shifting. And then, by the way, there is, I believe that it just passed. I'm not really too sure. I do believe, oh, no, you know what? Let me rephrase that. That is tomorrow. I would say to start getting some moon water because there is going to be a new moon. So I would say do that for vanishing and binding. So if it rains, collect that water and make sure that it's hitting the moon because there's a lot of new moon. And then there's going to be a full moon, I want to say, on the 16th. So there's going to be two moons coming this month. So if you're more drawn to the full moon, I would say do it on the 16th. And if you're drawn to all the cycles of moon, there's different purposes on being told to look up, things up because you're going to be needing a lot of that going into the new year. So you might want to do some full moons, get a moon study. But you can clear, you can cleanse that water when you get the some the moon water. And I was told to tell you to get a moonstone and put it inside that water bottle that you're going to make into a new moon, and then put your intent of what you want, and it's going to make things to manifest faster. And then I'm seeing, okay, hold on. Now there's going to be herb things. Hold on. I would say peppermint. I don't know why I'm doing peppermint oil or an essential oil to add peppermint in there. It has like a very... Okay, now I'm starting to smell something. Okay, this is getting crazy. Hold on. It almost reminds me of the pepper gum is what I'm smelling. So I don't know if there's any scented oils or something that has peppermint. Or if you can find the herb and put it in that moon water because it's going to help you. Because I've been told that if you do that, it will speed things up to manifest things faster for you. And that's what I got for you.
Thank you.
Does it make sense for everything I'm telling you?
Yes, it does. I'll have to listen back to the archives to understand the rituals.
I do feel that. Okay, say that again. I didn't hear you. What?
I just said I'll listen to the archive again to follow the ritual that you recommended.
Okay, but like I would say, just to get the new moon water, and if you want to do, I would say get the new moon and full moon, because I mean, so that the energy, since it's autumn, I want to say that the autumn magic is stronger. I'm not saying that magic year-round is not strong, but if you do a lot of magic during this time, from October all the way till next year, because there's going to be spring magic that you can do it in March, April time frame. But I'm being told that a lot of stuff is more stronger than this time, because there's a lot of a lot of stuff that's in the air, a lot of magic. So you might want to keep that in mind. Okay.
I do. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for the message, for the reading. Thank you, Ken.
Anytime.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. All right. People are still calling in. Lovely. Okay. Let's see where we are then. Line three now. Disappeared somewhere again. So we've got no line three then at the moment. Line four. I think this is Veronica.
Hello? I don't hear anything.
Nobody on that one. Okay. All right. We'll pop that one back away. And we'll move on. Okay. We'll get one eventually. Okay. Tanika.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
I'm not going to help you.
I just wanted to ask you, so right now I'm not working. I left a job in October that I was trying to leave since 2019 that I was miserable at. So it was in the medical field. I don't want to be in the medical field. I tried a job like a couple of weeks later. For 2 weeks is all it lasted in retail, because I realized I couldn't do that anymore, like standing on my feet for 8 hours. So now I'm just kind of in limbo. I've applied to other places. I don't know if I should not be applying to places and stop. If I'm worried about, like, where my source of income is going to come from next. And I'm wondering if you see, like, if I stop, will I, like, be okay as far as income? Or should I be applying? Do you see me getting into a new job soon? Or should I be stopping right now? Do you see me moving soon? Like, I'm just wondering, like, what this time right now means. Like, what's next? Like, what's going to happen? If something bad is going to happen, something good is going to happen. Like, so overall, like, you know, what's going to happen? Like, because I'm kind of confused about whether I should still try to
proceed. The thing I get with this is that it's telling me that the gifts from God are coming in. And there's some that bring you gifts. So, like, the gift from God card came up. And it's saying that the angels are bringing you gifts from the Creator. So what you need to do is open your arms to receive those gifts. Okay? I'll go into more detail as I go along. But what I was told to tell you with the second one, it's saying overcoming difficulties. The worst is now behind you, and now you're summoned to any previous challenges. So according to what I see right now, I don't know how you feel about them in the physical world or the stuff that I do, but I feel like there is something that is kind of feeling like you don't want to do the medical field. You've already tried retail, and it's not working for you because of your standing. I would say, hold on, let's see, can she reapply or should she be applying? Hold on, I'm going to ask my guys for a second. Hold on. Should she apply? Okay, this is what I'm saying. They're telling me that you should be applying, but don't try to get so stressed when you go apply to, and then I was told to update your resume with all the experience, because that's going to be a plus for you. and everything seems kind of just, kind of like you said, like limbo, but it seems steady for some reason. I keep seeing the word steady. I don't know why, but that's the feeling that I'm getting. I actually want to say that. Okay, when should she be getting a job if she does? Hold on. What I'm seeing is, I would say, like, I keep seeing December. I did hear January, but that's, like, too far off. I did feel between December and January, things are going to shift. And then due to the energy that is just so, like I said, manifestation is very strong. What I was told to tell you, I don't know how your money situation is, but don't tell me anything. But I was told that you are okay for now. Stretch your money that you can and start either being crafty with your hands. Did I say that you are crafty? You have ways of making things, and people are drawn to the stuff that you sell. I'm also told that the clairvoyant card came out, and it says that they're helping you with spiritual fight to awaken so you can clearly see heavenly love, because that's what I'm seeing, is that seem like a, I want to say, like an intuitive, sensitive around you. I can say, like, I want to say for some reason, like when I say metaphysical, I keep seeing like a sword that sells like crystals, wands that are made of crystals. They could be like a cashier or someone that stocks, or even a person that does cards. Like, and I'm seeing like angel cards for some reason. And it's weird because I'm seeing, I don't know, what kind of death do they see me? I don't know why, but I keep seeing something with a helping hand. I don't know what that is, but I'm seeing a helping hand there. I would say keep trying, but just don't shut the door out on it, and try not to overreact. to the note that, you know, you're kind of worried about, you know, is this going to be okay for a while? I didn't say that you were going to be okay for a while, but I feel like for some reason I keep seeing, like I told you, I keep seeing December. It's almost like I got the word Christmas time, so there might be a gift that's going to be coming to you to where you will be finding a job or time before Christmas time is what I see. But during the meantime, it's like stretch your money. And I also try to make a little bit of like pause and start cleaning. And then I did see like a roadblock. So there might be some kind of people that put that intent that they don't want you to be happy. So the unknown card came up with the Black Panther. That's telling me you're dealing with unknown source of energy. Why this stuff happened all of a sudden? Because like the medical field stands out to me. Like I would say, even though you don't want to be in that area, but I feel like there's something with the medical that even though you don't want to be in the medical field, but helping people is what I see. And it's in a different way of more of working with crystals is what I see. Then I see that if you want, I would say recommend close clear quartz to get to manifest. And get amethyst to protect you from any. Okay, that was weird. Okay, that was weird. I don't know why I said I was going to say something. They said for you to get clear quartz to undo what is being done. Yes, ma'am. To do clear quartz and to get amethyst to remove what's being done. And they're telling me. It's time for you to take action because the deer card came up. So it's time for you to just start putting that intent and ask what you want and know what you can do. Okay, hold on. What can I do? Okay, I'm going to see what I can do to help you to open these doors so opportunities can attract. Hold on. Okay, that's it. I figured I would open your candle. Or you can get, there's a candle called Jaja, J-A-J-A, and it's a candle that is good for to open things up for you. And I'm seeing like a yellow candle. If you can't find the candle that I'm mentioning, a yellow candle will be there to bring you prosperity and money. Now they're telling me old school. Okay, this is crazy. Oh, my God, this is so old. Hold on. I don't know how much time I have, but let me see. I would say to get some cinnamon powder, and use that and put it on your hand. And I'm saying some kind of thing to bring you some money, because I do see that with you for some reason. And it's funny because I did have something. I don't know if I can find it. I know where. Hold on, let me see. I'm still looking. Hold on. I'm looking for something that stands out right now. Man, I wish I should have saw this thing coming. You might want to get some. Okay, that's clove. Get some clove leaves to break or protect. It's what I'm being told to tell you. And I'm also trying to look for something that I can't remember. I wrote it down a long time ago, and it's a simple thing that brings money to you, but you have to say the exact words. But right now, for some reason, as I'm talking to you, I can't find it. It's like I feel like there is something blocking me from help from getting to get a job. And it's weird because as I'm still looking, I keep seeing like more of, I keep seeing a female for some reason. I'm getting a strong feeling, and it's funny because now that I'm thinking about it and feeling the energy, it feels very, very strong, like my stomach hurts for some reason. It just started hurting now that I'm really tapping into it more. And I feel like they did this during the time of the 30th, is what I see. They're saying the 30th. So whoever did this, they put the intent of making you kind of like used. That's what I'm seeing. But if you want to talk to me, maybe you can contact me at my cell phone, but after the show, because I do feel like I do need to help you with this. But something's like blocking you to find it because I don't know where it's at. So if you want to talk later, give me a call.
What? Let me write down your phone number. What is your phone number?
It's 210.
Say it again.
974. 210 area code.
Uh-huh. 974 974 3470 3490 the last number is 3470
okay, why can't I find this? And the first number is 210-974 area code 210-974-3470.
Okay, what did you...
But I was...
What did you say to put cinnamon in my hand and what else?
What I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what you need to do, but I don't have time to tell you. Hold on. I'm still looking for it. And I wish I had it when I was thinking because, my goodness, I'm trying to come up with something here. Maybe I wrote it down somewhere. Maybe I know it's in red. I wrote it in red a long time ago. I hate this. I hate when I'm trying to look, and I don't want to make people pissed off, but it's just something I'm trying to figure it out here. I hope you find it. Okay, this is what. Hold on. Okay, what you're going to do is, okay, that's not the one I was looking for, but that's protection. Oh, my goodness. Seriously. Oh, my God. Something is, like, telling me that you need protection, too. Because right now, it's like, I'm having a hard time finding this thing for you. I would say just to get some protection. And that's what I was told to tell you, because it's like something's, like, changing. They don't want me to tell you, because I'm trying to figure out why. I've never felt this, but I'm feeling like there's something going on. Oh, my God, why can't I remember?
If someone's doing something to me right now that won't let me get a job that I need protection from, great.
Yes. And I don't know if you felt this, but I have a feeling that they're telling me that you feel this, that you have felt this. Okay, this is what it comes, okay? This is what we do. This is a different spell, but I'm going to change the word, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Cinnamon come, cinnamon grow. Cinnamon mine, to me it flows. So then you blow it out in front of your door. So that's what you're going to say. Come, cinnamon grow, cinnamon mine, to me it flows. And then if you want to add something like with money, you could put like cinnamon come, cinnamon grow, money, mine, to me it flows. And I can tell you, you're going to get money coming right after that. And it's funny because everybody's freaking out. And it's weird because I'm feeling like everybody's paying attention. And they're like, oh, shit, I better write that down. So I'm being told that there's other people in the call queue that are actually writing this down, as I'm telling you. Because a lot of people did not know that you did that kind of stuff. But the fact is, do it exactly the way I said it. And in case if you didn't catch every word I said, then I would say to hit me up on my cell phone. And I actually was told to actually fold that part of where I found it. So in case if somebody else needs that protect, that cinnamon thing. And then what you can do is that when you're doing this, make sure that you have the cinnamon. Okay, hold on. On the cinnamon, it needs to be on your left hand when you blow it. And blow it out the front door. And it's got to be like kind of like a little bit windy. But even at that, it's kind of like you're doing some kind of magic to bring all that money coming to you. And I feel like when you do that, and it's crazy because there's only right when you do this, I would say within 4 days, you're going to get a job right after you do it. But you don't do it right now. Just do it you're going to know when in your heart when to do it. That I can't tell you. You're just, I was told to tell you, you're going to know when to do it.
And do it once?
Okay.
Okay.
Do it one time, but you got to put, do it that one time and you're good. And if you
cinnamon.
Want it more time, then
okay.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon comes,
thank
cinnamon
you.
Grows. Okay, I'm going to call you after the show because I can't, like, hear everything properly, and I want to write this down, and I can't, like, do it while I can't do it this way. So I'm going to, right
okay.
after the show, I'm gonna call you, okay?
Thanks,
Danica.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. Right. We're going to take a short break. We do have our single bell. And it sounds like this over the top of the firework. And the sound of the firework that you might be able to hear, that's not the bell. That's the bell. Okay. Right, that's the sound of the bell. It just lets Chris know that we're on the next call. So we'll take that break and we should be back on 9:06 after the break.
Still the same old girl you
Well, I'll put that in for a change. I thought, as I say, I don't know why, but that piece of music has been on my mind today for some reason. And probably find out as the week goes by. But we are almost heading towards the weekend. So if I don't find out by tomorrow, it'll probably go into next week before I know. But it will come. It will come. It always does. You know, you think, that's what it was. you know that one. Okay. So if you hear me choking, it's all the smoke that's going around. Okay. Right. Let's see where we are. Could bring Chris back in. We've taken line 5. We should now be with line 6. Sandra.
Hello. I'm back.
Hello. Hello.
What's
Welcome
up?
Back. Thank you.
Who am I speaking to?
Thank you. My question is, my first question is around my career. I am waiting for feedback from a job that I truly believe in is mine, and I don't doubt that. I was hoping to hear back this week, but it's, almost 6 now, so I doubt there is 6 if I will. So do you think I'll hear from them next week? I'm just ready to begin this next chapter because where I'm working is just, it's so debilitating, which is, we'll go into my second question. But
actually, I've been told, hold on, she got a job. I want to say within either next week or the following week you're going to hear from them. But I was told to tell you that you need to be very persistent and that you really want to work and show them that if they hire you, that you're going to be the best worker. Because if they hire you, then you can not let them down unless if you're really sick. And, you know, I was told to tell you that you will be start working. And I want to say probably... they call you next week, you might be calling that specific day if you're really, like, dressed up for work. So I feel like you would be working right now. But I would say...
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Say that again.
That you'll be working next week or the following week.
Oh.
Can you?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm working now. I'm in a job now, but I just didn't know if I was going to hear from the other one. Okay, good.
I would say, I don't know if you've heard me, but I would say be persistent and call them.
That was what I was going to ask, too. Okay.
I read people's minds, so I already know what you were going to ask me. But what I was going to say is that you tell them and you just give that obligation that you just tell them that you're really interested, that you're just tired. So I was told to tell you that if you put that determination and very ambition, I can actually see you working. So just know that you should be fine, but to be very optimistic and to be very positive when you do that. So just know that just keep yourself positive and keep yourself in the light. You keep yourself light in the light, you'll be working there by either this coming next week or the week after. But you just gotta be persistent and tell them, you know, to make sure that they know that you're serious about working, because if you're not happy with that other job, you know, I can just say you start off a new year at a new location, and I've seen good things coming. I'm seeing abundance and money.
Yes.
And I see growth.
Yes.
And I'm seeing a whole bunch of opportunities along with that. And I'm being told that they're going to pay you more than what they think they're going to pay you more than what they start workers with. So they might start you at $10 an hour or even higher than that. But that's what I was told. So all you can say is just keep it strong.
Okay.
Just don't think negative, and you will get that job.
Excellent. Okay. All right. And that was what I was going to ask you, too. I was going to ask you, is it time for me to follow up? But thank you. In the meantime, while I'm on this position that I'm working in with this manager from hell, how do I manage with this? Because it is, there's not much that I can say and or do that she will give, see is right. Even when she says something that I've done may be right, there's always a but or a however behind it. So how do I manage this? Because it's impacting me so much physically and emotionally now. I just can't.
I would say just to keep your composure and bite your tongue, because I'm being told that she can get on people's nerves, because I was told that she, that's not exactly what I was going to say, but I heard the word be, and I'm not going to say it. But
yeah, I said it in my head, but I won't say it. Yeah.
But I'm, and it was weird, because I'm going to tell you what's so strange. When you said she, I was actually picking up a male masculine energy. So it's meaning that she's a woman, but she has this very dominant male.
Oh, my God.
Like, you do what you do, what the hell I fucking tell you to, or else.
Yes.
She does this kind of,
yes.
She does this or else.
And
or
exactly
else,
how
or
you
else.
Said that. How you said that. She cursed worse than any man I've ever seen in my entire life about anything. If, God, you picked it up. I mean, I'm not doubting that you picked it up, but yes, you picked it up. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was even told that she was a male in the past life, and she carried on to where. And you know what I was told too? This is what might just throw the icing on the cake. I don't know if you know this, but she seems butch to me. She likes women. Don't ask me. Don't lie.
I knew it. Okay. See, I'm a lesbian, and I sometimes we jokingly say about you got gator. I know she does. I don't know if she's not comfortable coming out. I have no clue, but she is so butch in her mannerism, although she tries to dress femme, but she is worse than any type A CEO I have ever worked for. She is, it's like if you close your eyes and you squint, you'd be like, okay, it sounds like a woman, but I swear I'm dealing with a man, a horrible man, a mafia type man at that.
Yeah, you know what? It's weird. I'm getting a name, but I know this is probably not her name, but I'm getting like the name Raymond. So maybe that was her name in the male lifetime, but I got the name Raymond. I don't know why. It's just like, oh, wow. So, yeah, that's what I said. But the thing is, I think that's why she comes to you hard. She comes to you hard because she's trying to keep it professional, but underneath all that professional, she's checking you out. And I feel that when you're there, she makes you feel very unsteady, very uncomfortable to where you cannot even be wearing, show your bra strap. You can't show a skirt. It's just like she's looking at you. And this is what I'm seeing is like you. Like, I'm seeing you, like, I'm in your shoes, and I'm, like, putting my dress down, like, just stop looking at me.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. She's, like I said, oh, my God, you've hit it on the head, and I get it. I know I have to continue to bite my tongue, and I'm not, quote-unquote, scared of her. I'm scared of how I might behave because I allow her to. So there are times when I've had to bite my tongue, like, okay, you get ready to cut this bee out and try to lose your job before you get another job. So I get it. That was what I need to know, how I can manage this.
Well, you know,
and I know it's not going
to
be long.
You know what you can probably do to kind of calm your, to keep yourself very holy and just keep yourself in the white light, even though she can be like the bee is what I was going to say. I would say get rose quartz, and that's going to calm your heart chakra. Because I can be told that you have a mouth on you, too. But I think you're a little bit worse than your kids. So I would say just be very careful with her, because she can get on people's nerves to where you just want to just, I'm actually feeling like you want to choke her. So, but I know that our time's up, but we'll keep in touch, and then if you need to call me, you can ask him for the number at the end of the show, and we will keep in touch, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ken. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Sandra. Okay. Now then. Right. We got people that have lost in the call queue and then called back. So this is one of them here now. This should have been my line for Brittany.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Just was calling to see what did you see for my career?
Okay, well, first of all, it says the Nine of Cups came up, and it says wishes. Like, you're just, like, I can actually see your hand on your cheek, and you're just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can see you in my head, like, I mean, your head, and you're like, I can't do this shit no more. I'm sick of it. and it's crazy because with that, I'm seeing a male, like a male that is very, I don't like his energy. It's a male. I don't know if it's a boss or an assistant, but I actually feel like I'm just like, I just want to stay the hell away from him. I just get that weird feeling. And with that being said, I got the Hangman card, and it's kind of like, even though they think that you like them, they're showing me the Hangman card. It's like you're trapped, and they're going to try to blackmail you to not leave, because I'm being told that you want to leave, but you're just having a sense of it. And I'm being told that when you get, like, very angry, you have this temperament that you tend to let your hands sweat, and you cry because you just can't deal with it no more. You're just like, okay, now what?
You said I have a temperament
that you have this, like, you hand sweat, and you get very angry to where you just cry, but you just not cry because you're fear, it's just that you're angry. I would say, is, you know, with the Hangman card and all this, I was told for you to just try to get another job to work more within your realm.
I have other offers. You said they're trying to blackmail you to stay. Like, how?
To get all your good worker, and they just want you to stay, and they're going to say, well, we'll pay you this and we'll pay you that, but all they're doing is just talking. They're actually, you know, trying to just grasp you to not to leave. And I actually feel, too, that I'm seeing favoritism, and I feel like you were supposed to have an opportunity where you're at, but I mean, because they skipped you, and instead of you, they promoted someone else. So instead of looking at how good and dependable you are, they overlooked that, and they set favoritism. And I keep seeing, like, I don't know if it's just me or what the hell I'm picking up on, but I feel like harassment. I'm picking up harassment on the job. But it's not you. There's other people that are being harassed, and they just want to transfer out. So that environment is very toxic. I would say look at your offers and see what they have on the table. And if you find something that wasn't, that's good with your, you know, to survive and make a living, once they hire you, give that 2 weeks notice, but you got to make sure they hire you, don't quit. And then they say, oh, you know what, we change our mind, we're not interested in you. So make sure that when you do look at your different opportunities, make sure that they have it in writing, and they fill you up, and they say, okay, we want you to fill this in, and then you'll start being working tomorrow. So once they have that paperwork, they can't turn that down. So what I was told to tell you is just make sure you get that second job, before you give a 2 weeks notice, because I see you out of there probably by, I want to say before Thanksgiving or after. So you're going to be out there soon. You're going to be another week dealing with their BS, but that's what I'm seeing. But during the meantime, just keep your, like I told the other caller, keep your composure. And just
doing
your job.
Black, well,
what
is it, a black male who is who's you picking up, or is it a white male?
Are you talking about harassment?
The energy that you.
I think the same. Hold on, is it African American or white? Hold on, I'm closing my eyes for a second. I actually want to say you don't believe that he's African American. I see him as a guy that's very repulsive. I don't like it. I feel like dirty. Like, I feel like just dirty around him. Like, I just cannot be around
that's
him.
That's what I often get from him. He is creepy. Yeah.
Okay. Is he bald?
At the top.
Is he bald?
Yes.
Like he's just, okay. Okay. I'm seeing an image. Is he tall? Because I keep seeing like 6'1".
He seems pretty tall.
And I'm seeing like him in a night tuxedo. I actually want to say he's in like management. Or he's an assistant that does upper level, and he does promote people. And I'm not going to say how, but you don't want to know. He does have had people in the past where he's promoted them, but they have to kiss his ass a certain way to get that promotion. And I'm not even going to go how they got promoted, because I'm pretty sure you have an idea where I'm going with that. So, yeah.
Do you see me staying here or moving to Florida?
Okay, she moving? Yes, I know. Oh, they're telling me not right now. But you will be moving. But not anytime soon. But they're telling me that you will be moving. I don't know if it's exactly Florida, but they see you moving, but they're just not telling me where.
Okay.
They're just not telling me where. So you might change your mind, you know, on Florida, but I'm being told that wherever it is, it's going to be water. That's all I can tell you. It's water. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
So, but I would say just to keep your composure. I would say if he does try any advancements, just report that so you don't have to deal with him approaching you and making you feel uncomfortable at work.
Okay. Do you see any anything with relationships?
Not in the time right now. Mm-mm. I'm not getting a feeling. I mean, I think he's a male, but I'm not getting like a strong feeling off of him. It's just there. He's just hanging around. That's what I see. That's the best way I can see it with him. I don't see anything significant that tells you, yes, I see in a relationship. Because I think the ones that you have been talking to, they're actually telling you that they're assholes. They seem like they're real nice, but I see trouble with that. So I would say not anytime soon.
Okay.
Okay. So just focus on your job. Don't worry about the men. They will come. The man will come to you when he's supposed to.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
And school.
That's about it.
As I do, you see school.
Well, if you do that, I see a degree within 2 years. If anything, but it just depends where you go. You just kind of look around first before you decide where you want to go, because you might want to look at the prices on where you go and stuff. So I would say just look around. Don't just jump by, you know, where you feel comfortable with, because there are many of them that can give you a better deal. So just look around first before you jump the gun, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks. Thank you, Brittany, and thanks for calling back. Okay, there you go. Right, let's see where we are. Carolyn.
Well, hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. I didn't know if I was going to get in or not. Hi.
I've been busy, girl. I've been just taking a break. I was off for 2 weeks, believe it. And I'm
welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Well, guess what? You'll never guess in a million years. The last reading I had with you on Kim's show, you said I was going to move up north of wherever we were talking about. And I did. And I'm here. Not based on your reading.
What part, you know. But what state, if you don't mind me asking, what state are you in?
Oh, it's in Arizona. And I don't want to, I don't like to give a whole lot of information about me on the radio. But, yeah, it's in Arizona. Mm-hmm. But I want to validate your reading because the last reading I had with you on Ken's show, you said, because I said, I think I was looking, I was really looking. I was so focused, concentrating on looking, and I was like, oh, my gosh, am I going to find anything? And then, bingo, and you said, oh, you're going to move north of where you're at. And then I said, north. And to me, inside my head, I thought, that doesn't make sense. But I did, not based on your reading. It wasn't like I was thinking, oh, I have to do this because Chris saw it in the reading. No, but it turned out that way. Can you believe it? That's so amazing.
Wow. You know what's crazy? I'm going to tell you what's crazy. I'm going to give you some thanks for the validation, but I'm going to tell you what's weird. I don't know what it is about me. I've done readings in the past. I'm not going to say on what shows I've done readings on, and there's readings where I've done for people that, you know, they'll ask a question, and they're like, well, no, I don't feel that. No, I don't feel that. No, that's incorrect. But most of the time, I don't know if it's just my intent when my gifts manifest that energy out to the person that I'm meeting. It's not so much of, I mean, you do have that decision to make that decision because you do have that free will. But I've noticed that I have this ability to where what I say goes. I don't know why that happens to me.
No.
But when I say something, it goes for that specific person. You know, depending on the situation. You know, now if it's more of a, like, abusive, or it's more that the guy's being an asshole, then I'll tell them, you know, what they need to do. And a lot of that sometimes comes out true. So I just wanted to say thank you for validating me, and I just wish you the best. And even though you didn't do it based on my reading, but I was told that no matter what I said, you were going to end up there anyway.
Yeah.
Definitely. So
you
were going to end up there.
Yeah. I just wanted to validate you and your reading. And, I get it. I get what you're saying as far as people, you know, saying, that doesn't work. No, I get it. You know, sometimes I hear people. Like if you say pink and they'll say, no, it's red. And then I'm thinking, hey, you know, pink is kind of close to red, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of
and that has happened to me. That has happened to me in the past before, too, where people tell me no. And then I find out later they'll call me. They're like, Chris, you know what? You were right about what you said. And I'm thinking, why do you even do that? Are you trying to make me look stupid or what? And I told them not to do that. I've told people in the past, do not do that, because no matter what you say, I know what I say and I know what I see. So that's why I don't second guess anything I say.
Well,
but Chris, thanks for validating. But do you have any questions for today?
Sure. Yeah, I do. Okay. So how do you see this? I mean, I'm brand spanking new to this area, and I picked it because it was just serendipity. I was looking and checking, and things fell into place, and an offer came up that I couldn't refuse, and like in the Godfather movie, but it's better than that. So, Jesus, I'm going to be here for the next year. I'm going to be here for the next year for sure.
You know what's weird? I mean, I don't know too much. Of course, I don't know too much about your personal life, but what I was going to tell you is that the development card came up, and they're telling me that you're going to develop a business there.
Oh, great.
You're going to meet a lot of people there. And then also, I don't know if you're looking for anybody, but I'm being told that the lover's card is in the air. So that's meaning that you're going to find a lot of people that are going to be people that are very considerate. You're going to find different types of people. And I'm being told that the lover's card is in your field right now. So now that you move,
yeah.
I'm being told that you have a better chance to find your soulmate is what they're telling me. You're going to find your soulmate.
Oh,
I can't really tell you when, but I'm being told that you might find your soulmate by then, and then I'm seeing like a business. And I actually see you happier there. So I do see that things are going to get better for you.
Oh, my gosh. You know, those are the things that are on my vision board for sure. I mean, the relationship stuff, yeah, that's okay. But, that's good. But the business thing, yeah, that's really what I want to, I'm hoping.
Well, I don't know what you do, but I see a lot of different opportunities for you there. And I feel like that you move, it opened the door for you. So when you move, you actually close the other door. And you opened another door for something bigger and better for you.
I don't want to poo-poo the idea of getting into a relationship, but sometimes we just have to think of finances first, you know what I'm saying?
But I do see that you don't have to get involved with anyone, but I'm seeing that there's a lot of people. And it's crazy because I don't know how big the population is where you're living at, but I'm being told that people that see each other every day, they know who they are. And I'm being told that you are a newcomer, so the men are going to know that you're a new person in town. So don't be surprised if people approach you and say, oh, that you're new in town, don't be surprised if people try to ask you, would you like to go out for a cup of coffee or, stuff like that. So just be aware that there might be people approaching you. But just know that you need to get your money situation first and then work into the relationship if it happens.
Right on. Yeah, my grandson, I live a little bit further away from him, which is, it's all right, I guess. And do you see me being able to visit with him still? Like that was my whole intent of moving up here. But I was told don't put your eggs in one basket. Grandchildren grow up and then you're not so important to them, that kind of thing. And it's not that I was limiting myself. It's just I'm trying to be, he's still little, where he really enjoys being with me. But do you see us being still able to kind of hang out?
Yes, I do. But once he grows up, it's going to be where he's going to be going his own way. So just spend time as much as you can with your grandkids and just know that you'll be there as an adult and just enjoy the time because kids do grow fast. So just try that habit. Try to be to where you bond with your family there that, that live in that same area. And I'm being told just don't push it and just be no approach, that you miss them and that you just, that you moved and that you feel closer to home. that you moved there. So just be happy that you're there.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that you gave me that validation. And it was nice talking
to
you.
Yeah, yeah. I know, nice talking to you. Yeah, I wanted to make sure you heard that validation, because I know you're in the business and sometimes you don't always hear validation. So anyway, take care. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, where are we? Jennifer?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, what's up?
Not much. Can I have a spooky card reading?
Spooky card reading?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember everybody was asking me for that, so... I remember that a long time ago. Questions right now, or do you just want me to tell you what comes out for you?
Yeah, I just want to see what comes out, please, Chris.
Okay. So right now, the only thing I get with that is, okay, this is just crazy. They're telling me, be on alert, be on alert, protect yourself against your enemies. I'm being told that just be aware of your surroundings and people that you associate with. Second thing I got is continue to improve yourself, and whatever direction you're going, they're showing you the arrows that you're on the right direction, and they're showing you a check mark. The third thing they're telling me to tell you is that listen carefully to what people have to say, because you've been told that you need to pay attention, because things will start standing out, and that you will travel to faraway places, and that you will be very successful in everything that you do. And then to be careful in everyday work and don't overdo it. Take time for yourself. Take it easy. Okay, that's what I see with that. And then let's see. Hold on. I'm going to take these out too. To eat healthier, go on a diet, get plenty of rest, regular. Just get time to, just eat healthier, which I'm being told that you are. And they're telling me that the beloved one on the other side, they're helping you with a spiritual soulmate relationship or someone that doesn't have to be a relationship, but more of just like socializing and just interacting with people. And as far as that goes, I don't know why the other cards were telling me that there was tragedy that occurred. I don't know if this has happened or not yet, but I would say that what I'm seeing, even though I'm not using the cards right now, the only thing that stands out is that there might be some betrayal that's going to be coming. So just keep your eyes open according to it. Everything's telling me that there is going to be times where you're going to see people their true colors and true intent. So just keep yourself positive. And you will be tested in your face, of course. So let's keep look on that. And then, okay, now this is not something I wanted to see, but okay. They're telling me that there's a lot of pleasure, which I'm not going to that, but you already know where that's going. and then from that, I'm going to talk about you didn't have a lot of losses, but you have shifted to where all the things that you've lost, you've gained. So you're starting from scratch and just know that things are getting better for you. Okay, so I would say just to keep your circle small and just do what you do and just do what makes you happy. And then if you'd like something to do with medical, some medical field or just from an office, sorry for that, just something that you're going to be doing there in the medical field. Not really working with doctors, but just helping people in the medical. And then it's crazy. Hold on. Okay, this is just crazy. Hold on. Okay, that's crazy. They're telling me that you're a medical intuitive.
Medical I am.
Advisor. Okay, medical advisor. And I think that you can scan the body from the outside. You're like a medical or a advisor. I don't know why, but I would say just do what you do, but just keep on alert that don't tell anybody what you do, because I mean, you know, there might be people that might take the credit for what you're doing, like for filing or helping build the people are going to try to take what is yours. So in other words, like you say you get a new car, you'll start seeing the people that you can tell that they're going to stand out and they'll be like, oh, guess what? I got a new car just like you. You know, so just know that they're going to be people that are going to want what you want. So in other words, they want your position, they want your life, they want what it feels like to be you. But even though they do that, don't let them get the best of you, and you just stick up for yourself. And that's what I was told. So that's why I got the word be on alert. So.
Thank you, Chris. I really like that one.
Does that resonate with you?
It does resonate. Yeah, I was thinking about maybe going into something more intuitive, and I am pretty good with the medical intuition, so that may be a good area for me to focus on.
Yeah, I do feel that you do have the intuitive ability to do it, and I don't know why, but they're telling me Reiki, so you might want to consider Reiki with the intuitive, and then I'm seeing like hands-on with therapy, and then I'm seeing like with their name with a badge on it. I can't see the company's name, or you're going to be your own independent person, but you'll be working under someone else. And I see a badge, so I feel that you're going to have a job that you're going to be doing with the medical. So I see that coming and going into the new year. So you're going to be full of Christmas blessings coming your way. So just be proud of where you're at, and just say congratulations.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime. And I'm glad that everybody welcomed that, because I thought I was not important, but unfortunately I know that's a damn lie, because everybody always asks for me for some reason. I don't know why. I guess if people resonate with me in different aspects, so it's just made me realize that I am important, and people do ask about me, so that I really appreciate that.
Yay. Okay. Take care, Chris. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Right. We're going to wrap it up then, ladies and gents, because nobody else is calling. That was the last call for this show then. Now we've got one more show left for 2021, and that is on Sunday the 14th with Kelly, and then we're off for the whole of December. We're not doing shows throughout December. It's impractical to do so. So much to do this year, you know, with families, and it's really going to be a big pressure time for us. Yeah, so there's so much going on in the family at the moment, and a big pressure time. So we just want to get December out of the way, and maybe we'll start again in January, hopefully with a new team of people. We may be able to get 7 readers for you, who knows. But, you know, I think Chris took a break there for a couple of weeks there. And I think, you know, well deserved. And I think it's time that we took a break here at this end. So we're just 3 people. You know, and at the moment, so we'll be breaking up on the 21st of December anyway, so we decided we're not going to do that this year. We're going to just take the whole month out, and we will start back in 2022. So thank you all there for joining us this evening. Remember, your last show then, 14th, with Kelly Jo. Thank you, Chris.
just stop when they she's there. I'd say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she's St. LaFrose under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of the sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of the sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow.